This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. A measure to cut property tax rates and reduce Tabor refunds will be on the fall ballot. Conservative opponents sued to stop Proposition HH, arguing it violates a requirement that ballot measures only cover a single subject. But the state Supreme Court ruled today that the courts can't decide on a ballot measure's constitutionality until after the voters have had their say. Two of the three former police officers charged in the death of Aurora resident Elijah McClain face one less charge in court next month. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
In court filings last week, the Attorney General's office dropped a sentence enhancer against Jason Rosenblatt and Randy Rodima, the officers who were second on the scene the night McClain was forcibly arrested by Aurora police, put into chokeholds, and then given ketamine. He later died at a hospital. The three officers and two paramedics who had contact with McClain that night faced felony charges in the 23-year-old's 2019 death. The trials for all of them are scheduled to start this fall. Both Rosenblatt and Rodima still face criminally negligent homicide and reckless manslaughter charges. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A La Plata resident has died after contracting West Nile virus. Mosquitoes transmit the virus via bites, and insects carrying it have recently tested positive in communities across Colorado, including in Grand Junction and Fruta. Earlier this month, state health officials confirmed the first death of the season from West Nile in a person who lived in Weld County. More than 60 people have been infected with the virus this year. This is CPR News.